In case you missed it, the campaign in France was rocked at the last minute by a massive hacking attack on Emmanuel Macron's campaign. No surprise, perhaps, given what happened here in the U.S. last year. Also, no surprise, there's some evidence that points to Russians as potential culprits. But given the size of Macron's victory, this would seem to qualify as a fail, if in fact this was an attempt to influence the vote's outcome. Brad Allenby is co-director of the Weaponized Narrative Initiative, a partnership of Arizona State University and the New America Foundation. A weaponized narrative. I've never heard propaganda described that way. Brad, did you see this hack late Friday as an attempt to sway the result in France using a weaponized narrative, if we can call it that?
Well, yes, Marco. I think it was an attempt, but I think also that that was not the primary purpose of the intervention. If you were going to try to really change the election, this would have been a culmination of a much longer and more aggressive campaign. So I think this was more a show of force rather than an actual attempt to throw the election.
Why a show of force in the last 24 hours before the vote? What did these hackers want to say?
Well, let's assume to begin with that what we're dealing with is probably Russian military intelligence operations. The question then becomes, what is your target audience? If the target audience is assumed to be the French public, then this was probably not a well-run operation. But if the target audience is assumed to be two different audiences, one is the alt-right, both in Europe and the United States, so that you're reinforcing your base, and the second is to play to the internal narratives that you are using to maintain your power in Russia, then I think this was a success.
What is the evidence right now that the origin of the hack was Russia?
Well, the evidence comes from analyses both by government and by private security organizations. In this space, there's always a question, though. So when somebody says, for example, it was a Russian attack, the question is, how probable is that assessment? In this case, given what we know about the Russian patterns, given that it was fairly blatant, which makes it easy to track, it's a reasonably probable assessment that it came from Russia. I think what they're doing is they're creating more of a long-term narrative in the West and for their domestic population to the effect that the democratic processes are flawed and are inferior to the kind of strong leadership that President Putin provides.
So if this hack in France was Russian, it doesn't matter if it swayed the vote or not. Just us talking about Russia is a sort of victory. Is that what you're saying?
Bingo. Right. I mean, what Russia is doing now, if you think about what Russia is doing, they're a weak petrostate. They have very little economic clout, but they have managed to be in the headlines for how many months? And they've done so without any real damage to Mr. Putin, certainly in terms of his domestic standing. So I think most people would say that Russia has played this game very, very well.
So you were talking earlier about the alt-right, i.e. white supremacists, as Russia's base. Tell us what you mean by that. I mean, is there a large white supremacist movement in Russia? Or do they see it as worldwide?
Well, I think worldwide, and it's not always white supremacist. There's a constellation of interests which tend to be anti-American, certainly anti-the U.S. government, that has some racial connotations. It can be anti-Semitic in places, but it comes together in admiring the very strong model of governance that Russia provides and in denigrating the United States government and thus tying itself together as an effective force. It's a fringe movement. But it's a fringe movement that particularly aligned with Russia can have significant impact in domestic politics.
Brad Allenby, co-director of the Weaponized Narrative Initiative. That's a partnership of Arizona State University and the New America Foundation. Brad, thanks a lot for your time.
My pleasure, Marco. Thank you.